91X News.
It's 5 degrees and sunny. I'm Sarah Yanetta with 91X News. Governor General David Johnston has been dragged into the partisan fight over the fate of the Canadian Wheat Board. Interim Liberal leader Bob Rae is urging Johnston to refuse to give royal assent to a bill that would end the Wheat Board's monopoly on marketing Western grain. The Harper government is pushing Bill C-18 through the Senate despite a federal court ruling last week, which concluded the government is disregarding the rule of law. The court said the government should have conducted a plebiscite among farmers as required by the Canadian Wheat Board Act before proceeding with plans to take away the marketing body's monopoly. The government is appealing the ruling. In a letter to Johnston, Rae urges the Governor General to withhold royal assent until the legality of the C-18 is sorted out. Starting today, there's a burqa ban at Canadian citizenship ceremonies. New Canadians will have to remove any face coverings, such as the Islamic niqab or burqa, while they take the oath of citizenship. Immigration Minister Jason Kenney says he's received complaints from MPs and citizenship judges to the effect that it's difficult to ensure that individuals whose faces are covered are really taking the oath.
The point is, this is not like once or twice a year. This is happening with sufficient frequency that I think it really does undermine the integrity of the oath. And that's why we're making this clarification today.
Kenny was asked at a news conference how often such events ever happen in Canada. He says he could not provide a numeric estimate, but said he has heard anecdotes. A Quebec judge has approved a class action lawsuit against Air Canada on behalf of disabled people who had to pay extra for seats. Peter Ray has the story.
The suit covers both disabled individuals and those with a functional disability related to obesity who faced extra charges for seats adapted to their condition. It's also filed on behalf of those who've had to pay extra fees when acting as the attendant for a person with a disability. The class action is specifically for people who traveled on an Air Canada domestic flight from December the 5th, 2005 to December 5th, 2008. A spokesman for the airline says the company won't comment because the action is before the courts. Peter Ray, The Canadian Press, Montreal.
A funeral will be held today for a Virginia Tech police officer killed on campus Thursday. Reporter Bryant Thomas says the family of the gunman who killed Officer Derek Krause is sending their respects.
The family of the man believed responsible for Officer Krause's death is offering condolences and prayers to Krause's family. In an unsigned statement sent to the Associated Press, the family of 22-year-old Ross Ashley also says there will be no additional statements and requests their privacy be respected.
Investigators says Ashley walked up to Krause on Virginia Tech's campus and shot him. Ashley was found a short time later, dead of self-inflicted gunshot wounds. That's 91X News to 102. Here's Sean Macy with sports.
Belleville area police officers had some stiff competition in their hockey game Friday night. The law enforcement all-star team got to play against the NHL alumni team at the Yardman Arena. Former Toronto Maple Leafs defenseman Mike Pelech had some fun with the police after the game.
We are expecting a little tougher opposition because we always have tough games here in Belleville, but I guess all the good players were working tonight.
Proceeds from the event went to Special Olympics Ontario and the Law Enforcement Torch Run. The game was broken up by a skills competition and a Timbits hockey game. The Toronto Argonauts addressed their quarterback concerns today by acquiring Ricky Ray from the Edmonton Eskimos. TSN is reporting the deal, which would see Stephen Giles, Grant Shaw, and a first-round pick heading to Edmonton. Just 1 year after leading the Kansas City Chiefs to the AFC West title, head coach Todd Haley will be looking for a new job. The Chiefs fired Haley after a 5-8 start to the season. A 37-10 loss to the New York Jets on Sunday put an exclamation mark on a disappointing season. The 2-10 St. Louis Rams have more bad news going into their divisional clash with Seattle tonight. With number one quarterback Sam Bradford already on the shelf with an ankle injury, backup A.J. Feely has also ruled himself out with a broken right thumb. This could mean Tom Brandstater might be in line for his first career start. Remember to send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Sarah Yanetta with 91x weather.
Today, sunny with low winds in town, but much higher by the lake. High plus 7. Tonight, mainly cloudy with mainly clear with some clouds. Low minus 3. Tuesday, cloudy. 40% chance of showers for midday, clearing late in the evening. High plus 6. It's 5 degrees. I'm Sari Anetta with Sean Macy. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 2.